आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह टू लॉन्च भारत पोल टुडे फॉर स्ट्रीमलाइनिंग रेड कॉर्नर नोटिसेस थ्रू इंटरपोल। अहेड ऑफ असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन दिल्ली, चीफ इलेक्टोरल ऑफिस पब्लिशेस फाइनल इलेक्टोरल रोल। More than 1 crore 50 lakh voters registered. An earthquake of magnitude 7.1 hits Nepal this morning. Tremors also felt in Bihar and West Bengal. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau resigns. And in squash, India's Anihat Singh clinches under 17 girls singles title at British Junior Open in Birmingham, England. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Bharat Poll portal developed by the Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that today is going to be a landmark day as the Bharat Poll portal developed by the CBI will be launched. He said it will give a new edge to Indian investigation agencies by enhancing the global reach to fulfill the Modi government's vision to build a secure Bharat for all. The Home Ministry said in a statement that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the central government has taken several important initiatives to strengthen the country's law enforcement agencies. We have a report from a correspondent.
Bharat Poll portal will significantly facilitate Indian law enforcement agencies, enabling real-time information sharing for faster access to international police assistance. The growing footprint of transnational crimes, including cybercrime, financial crimes, online radicalization, organized crimes, drug trafficking and human trafficking, necessitates rapid and real-time international assistance in criminal investigations. To address these challenges, CBI has developed Bharat Poll portal, which will bring all the stakeholders on a common platform. By facilitating easier and faster access to international assistance, it will strengthen India's efforts in combating transnational crimes. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Mr. Shah will also present police medals to 35 CBI officers who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation. Delhi's Chief Electoral Office has published the final electoral roll for the National Capital Delhi ahead of the Assembly elections. According to the office, more than 1 crore 55 lakh voters are registered in Delhi, comprising over 83 lakh male voters, more than 71 lakh female voters and 1,261 third gender voters. It said that more than 52,000 voters have been added between the age group of 18 to 19 years in the last 2 months. The office said it has received over 5.1 lakh new enrollment forms since the 16th of last month. Meanwhile, the Delhi CEO said that 8 FIRs have been filed against 24 people for the submission of false and tampered documents for obtaining voter ID. Final electoral lists have also been published in Telangana, Manipur and Tripura. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said HMPV is not a new virus and there's no need to worry. In a video message on social media, the health minister said the HMPV virus was first identified in the year 2001 and it has been circulating in the world for many years. He said that HMPV spreads through air by way of respiration and can affect persons of all age groups. Mr. Nadda added that the health systems and surveillance networks of the country remain vigilant, ensuring that the country is ready to respond promptly to any emerging health challenges.
WHO has taken cognizance of the situation and will share their report. The country data for respiratory viruses available with Indian Council for Medical Research and the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program has also been reviewed and no surge in any of the common respiratory viral pathogens is observed in India.
World Health Organization's former chief scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan has said there's nothing to worry about the human metapneumovirus, HMPV, even as 2 more cases have been detected in India. In a social media post, she noted that the virus is not new and causes only mild infections. She also listed out precautionary measures like washing hands while warning people to not jump at the detection of every pathogen. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government is working for the upliftment of all sections of society, including scheduled tribes. addressing women representatives belonging to scheduled tribes from the Panchayati Raj institutions of different states at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The president said that Panchayati Raj institutions have been the cornerstone of Indian democracy. She added that these institutions have played an important role in the empowerment of women. The president noted that about 14 lakh women are serving as elected members of Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies across the country. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan released the draft UGC Regulations 2025 in New Delhi. The draft is related to the minimum qualifications for appointment and promotion of teachers and academic staff in universities and colleges and measures for the maintenance of standards in higher education. The draft regulations will give flexibility to universities in appointing and promoting teachers and academic staff in the institutions. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Pradhan said that these draft reforms and guidelines will infuse innovation, inclusivity, flexibility and dynamism in every aspect of higher education. He mentioned that the draft regulations have been placed in the public domain for feedback and suggestions and consultations. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. An earthquake of magnitude 7.1 hits Nepal and its tremors were also felt in Bihar and West Bengal. As per the United States Geological Survey, earthquake, its epicenter was 93 km northeast of Labuche at 6:35 this morning in Nepal. Our Kathmandu correspondent says tremors were felt in the entire Kathmandu Valley. Social media reports said residents woke up from their sleep as the tremor shook houses and buildings. People were seen rushing out of their homes. There are yet no reports of damage. Tremors were also felt in Tibet besides Bihar and West Bengal. In Bihar, tremors of earthquake were felt in several parts including Patna, Supaul, Araria, Shivhar, Sivan and other regions. Due to panic, people were seen outside the houses and apartments. So far, no reports of any damage to property have been reported due to tremors. In Assam, Army has launched a joint specialized team operation with the State and National Disaster Response Force to rescue 9 trapped coal miners in Umrangso in Dima Hasao district. In a post on social media, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday sought the assistance of the army for the rescue and also asked his cabinet colleagues to reach the accident site immediately to monitor the rescue operation. According to Defence PRO in Guwahati, army mobilised a special relief task force consisting of divers, engineers and other trained personnel equipped with essential tools to rescue the miners. 9 workers are trapped inside a rat hole coal mine after water gushed into a 300-foot deep quarry. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain the Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Mr. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa yesterday, the Prime Minister said he took the decision as despite best efforts, Parliament was paralysed for months. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. It said Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and some parts of Uttar Pradesh are expected to witness very dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours till tomorrow. The weather department has also predicted thunderstorm with hailstorm and lightning at isolated places over Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. In Bihar, normal life is thrown out of gear due to severe cold conditions in the state. Our correspondent reports that severe cold day situation prevailed in Patna and East Champaran districts.
In view of severe cold conditions, primary and middle schools have been closed in Patna, Gaya, Saran, Sheikhpura and several other districts till 11 January. In some districts, in these schools, classes have been suspended till 13 January. The Meteorological Center Patna has said that mercury is likely to further plunge in the state, bringing down minimum temperature. Due to dense fog and poor visibility, road, rail and air traffic have been badly affected. In rail traffic, Rajdhani Express, Sampurna Kranti and several other trains are running very late. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the meteorological department has said the weather is expected to remain generally cloudy with the possibility of dry weather till the 10th of this month. The cold conditions continue to remain across Kashmir region, with temperatures staying close to freezing point. As Srinagar correspondent reports, there were no fresh reports of rain or snowfall in the Kashmir region.
Weather is cloudy on both sides of Navyuk Tunnel while vehicular traffic is plying on both sides of Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. The commuters have been advised to follow instructions to avoid any exigency on highway. The Power Development Department has restored electricity in all areas of Kashmir region. For the convenience of public and tourists, the administration has set up control rooms to tackle any kind of contingency across Kashmir region or elsewhere in Jammu region. Tariq Rathar, Akashvani News, Srinagar.
And now we have news from the world of squash, handball, football and badminton.
In squash, India's Anahat Singh has clinched the under-17 girls singles title at the British Junior Open in Birmingham, England. The 16-year-old top seed Indian defeated Malika El Karaxi of Egypt 3-2 in the summit clash last evening. Anahat came from behind twice to secure the win. The victory marks Anahat's third British Junior Open title. In the Indian Super League football, Mumbai City FC registered a 3-2 victory over East Bengal FC in Kolkata last night. FC Goa will take on Hyderabad FC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa tomorrow. In handball, the Indian youth under-18 team has advanced to the final of the IHF Asia Trophy in Lucknow. India defeated Kazakhstan 31-27 in the second semi-final of the youth section yesterday. India will now face Uzbekistan in the final today. In badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur today. In men's doubles, Sattvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty will play against Ming Che Lu and Tang Kai Wei of Chinese Taipei. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen, Priyanshu Rajawat and H.S. Pranoy will lead the Indian contingent, while Malvika Bansod, Akarshi Kashyap and Anupama Upadhyaya will take charge in women's singles. With reports from Chirag Jha, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now we have the latest news from Hockey League India.
Surma Hockey Club clinched a penalty shootout victory against Delhi SG Pipers in Hockey India League at Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela on Monday.
Teesri jeet mili hai Surma Hockey Club ko Hockey India League mein.
After a quiet first half, Thomas Domain at 43rd and Manjeet Singh at 45th minute scored to grant Delhi SG Pipers a 2-goal lead in the third quarter. However, birthday boy Hagmanpreet Singh at 48th and 57th minute formed the back of the net twice with his drag flicks to get Surma's on level terms in the last quarter. This forced penalty shootout where Surmas took the lead with 3-1. Player of the match, Harmanpreet Singh said,
"Aaj special ho gaya mera birthday aur I think puri team ne decide kiya tha ki wo apna 100% denge aur I think wahi baat hui hai till the last whistle humne fight kiye aur humne match jeeta shootout pe."
Today match between Vedanta Kalinga Lancers versus Sakachi Garbengal Tigers will be played at 8:15 PM. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashwani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashwani News.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Abhishek. US NSA Jake Sullivan's New Delhi visit is covered prominently by most of the dailies. The Asian Age quotes the US National Security Advisor as saying, "We'll remove all barriers to civil nuclear cooperation." US Congress certifies Trump's election 4 years after 2021 riot at the Capitol, reports the Indian Express. Justin's just out. Trudeau says he will quit as Canada Prime Minister, Liberal Party head, informs the Times of India. Prime Minister opens Jammu division in key step for Kashmir rail link, reports the Hindustan Times, while the Tribune writes, India's first bullet train to be a reality soon, says Prime Minister Modi. And finally, Emilia Perez, the brutalist, wins Best Picture at Golden Globes, writes the Business Standard. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch Bharat Pol today for streamlining red corner notices through Interpol. Ahead of assembly elections in Delhi, Chief Electoral Office publishes final electoral roll. More than 1 crore 50 lakh voters registered. An earthquake of magnitude 7.1 hits Nepal this morning. Tremors also felt in Bihar and West Bengal. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau resigns. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh clinches under-17 girls singles title at the British Junior Open in Birmingham, England. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.